Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so, good heavens. There's another shark. Golly, why is like constantly with shark stuff? So there's a popular Florida tourist spot where somebody got bitten by a shark. So if you're not worried about gators in the water in the land, then you got to worry about the sharks in the water off the land. Okay. So a Florida man is recovering after he was attacked by a shark in Manatee County, according to local reports. Sidebar, I don't look at manatees as innocently as I used to. Not after that one story. This man is described as being in his early 20s. He was bitten in the lower leg by a shark near Bean Point on the north end of Anna Maria Island, according to West Manatee Fire Rescue. After he was attacked, somebody applied a tourniquet, and he was brought to the Manatee County Emergency. Everything's Manatee. You heard what they did, right? Like, you heard what that one manatee did. He killed his brother. You heard how. They had, like, a whole island boy thing going on. Like, those two manatees, they were the manatee version of the island boys. Don't Google it. Anyway, so, I'm not going to be able to continue. Hang on. It's my cold meds. I can't help it. They've had two. The investigation remains ongoing. The condition is unknown. They're uncertain as to what type of shark, et cetera. It's a shark. That's all you need to know. And they said the day before there was a dude surfing a little after 3 p.m. and he was bitten by a shark. So Florida Fish and Wildlife say it's unlikely for somebody to be bitten by a shark in Florida waters, you know, except for these 2 days in a row when someone was bitten by a shark, you know, in Florida waters. So they're just like, you know, be aware. I think people are. I'm just saying. Let's see. I got a couple of other. Oh, why is this trending? Like, this is the third story I've seen about this. They're saying that leprosy, this is Florida. I don't know. It's not Florida Man, but they're saying leprosy could be endemic in Central Florida and researchers are trying to figure out why. Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
Isn't this an iguana thing? Those iguanas got leprosy?
I'm not sure about that.
I could be totally wrong, but I swear somebody told me that before. Anyway, it's probably not a scientist. They said that a research letter and journal of emerging infectious diseases, it's the CDC, so they said 81% of the cases of leprosy are reported in Florida. They say it's historically uncommon, but they're like looking into it. They in 2015, they blamed armadillos. Remember, they said armadillos carried it. So Kel-Tec invented the concealed carry category years ago with the P11, but did they stop there? Heck no. One innovation just led to another and another, and well, just look at their latest, the P15. It's the lightest, thinnest, double-stack 9mm handgun on the market at only 14 ounces and 7/8 inches wide. The P15 has a 4-inch barrel and double-stack magazine that holds 15+1 total capacity. Its gator grip texture on the polymer version increases stability and makes for ambidextrous grip safety and easy, accurate handling. If you prefer a more vintage look, choose the metal version with classic wood panels and textured grips. The P15 has a Tritium Plus fiber optic front sight with a fully adjustable Tritium 2-dot rear to keep you on target in any situation. Make the P15 your choice for concealed carry. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. Sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. You know what's also cringe? Okay, so Doc Martens. My little inner goth kid's crying right now. So Doc Martens, yes, the 80s boot and 90s boot, 90s kid, 90s boot. They're facing criticism for promoting boots with unnecessary mastectomy scars. Meaning people who just wanted to cut their boobs off because they wanted to be a dude. And, you know, just cutting your boobs off immediately grows you a penis. I don't know if you knew that or not, but apparently I'm under the weather, so I'll say whatever the hell I want. Growing your boobs, cutting them off apparently grows you. You know, you get a polyp and apparently that grows into a full-grown penis. Who knows? Wow. It's magic, Kane. You didn't know that? That's the science behind the trans activism. You didn't know it?
No,
so anyway, these god-awful looking boots. I hate platforms because platforms make you look like a Clydesdale. No one looks good in platforms. I see these shoes out. Even in the 90s, I thought they were stupid. Remember, ladies, you'll remember this. You 90s ladies out there. Dude, you might remember your sisters, maybe your moms, or your girlfriends wearing the black Steve Madden platform slide sandals. I don't know how many girls twisted their ankles on those stupid things. Everybody had them. Everybody had them. So I just had regular flat Doc Martens. I didn't have the platform because you look like a Clydesdale. You look ridiculous. Stop it. It's one of the worst things. And kids today are trying to bring it back. Learn from our mistakes. Anyway, so Doc Martens, they're coming. They decided to have, they had a topless cartoon person that has scars under where the breasts would be. It's like, you know, that's their breast removal surgery. And it's a part of a promotional stunt. They gave away a pair of these like custom rainbow colored boots, alphabet friendly boots. Okay, explain to me what alphabet friendly boots mean. Like, you have sex a certain way. What do the boots do to help you with that? Like, when you're talking about, can we talk about how stupid the language is and the identity and all this other ridiculous nonsense in American culture? What about the damn boots make it easier for your alphabet lifestyle? I like to put how I have sex on my shoes. That just makes you an oversharer. So they were designed by a self-described quote-unquote queer illustrator. They put them on the Instagram account, but people were mad because it said they were cashing in on the mutilation of women. And so people were saying, okay, we're going to boycott. Some said, oh, we're standing up for minorities. Okay, it's not a minority. Stop acting like it's in any way representative of even, it's the tiniest fraction of the world population. And even at that, this is like, when you're doing this, it's a mental illness. You can get mad at me. You can disagree with my opinion. I don't care. And these boots are just ugly. They're just ugly, right? I mean, at some point, you got to get out of the Lisa Frank aesthetic. I think we can all agree with this, right? You got to get out of the Lisa Frank aesthetic. Like how Forever 21 is not meant to be taken literally as a store. And then you'll see 50-year-old women on there. I don't get it. So they said that they put these shoes out. People are mad. There was a British coffee. Now, here's what's weird. So it's a pink topless person, clearly a chick that had her breasts removed. And they weren't the only one to use like almost this exact same thing. There's a British coffee maker. I didn't know, but apparently one of the biggest coffee chains in the UK is called Costa Coffee or Costa Coffee, C-O-S-T-A. I don't know. I don't care. It's their largest coffee chain. They apparently used a very similar drawing with the scars, this androgynous looking character with scars below each nipple. And they apparently put that on their stuff, all their marketing stuff. And so now people are like, you're trying to mainstream this unnecessary surgery. And you're targeting people who are unhappy with their bodies. I think it's a body shaming thing, too. And people are wearing these unnecessary scars of mastectomies and like as a badge of honor or something. Which is true. Notice that they never did anything like this for breast cancer people. Anybody who had to have, you know, a mastectomy for breast cancer, they don't do it for that. Nope. No, but they'll do it for women who don't need it and they just want to identify as men. You want to talk about diminishing and kind of mocking? I just think that's if you want to have the discussion about what's offensive, that's actually offensive. Where now you have trans activists that are trying to even co-opt that. It's ridiculous. So now people in the United Kingdom are boycotting Costa Coffee because they say you are profiting off of this. And there is something to it. It is kind of disgusting to see these major companies roll out. They're totally silent on actual issues that affect women. But then they roll out all of this virtue signaling stuff. And it's, and to see this with Doc Martens, it's super sad.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So, this vegan raw food diet influencer, I hate the word influencer. Her name is Zanna Dart. The art? What? Apparently died of starvation. She died of starvation. She has subsisted exclusively on a diet of exotic fruit in Malaysia, according to her friends and family. 39 years old. She promoted raw foods on social media, and she apparently finally sought out medical treatment during a tour in Southeast Asia, and they said that she had swollen legs and everything else, and they said that she, like, they were trying to get her to seek treatment. I mean, she looked too thin. She looked way too thin. I mean, there's being, you don't want to be ever be too thin, because that's also not healthy. And she just didn't look healthy at all. And so, I mean, she looked malnourished, and turns out she was. Who knew? That's sad. That's incredibly sad. I mean, it was totally avoidable. Also, this Commerce Secretary, the U.S. Commerce Secretary, is planning a trip in August, later this month, to China as tensions over tech controls simmer. She would be the fourth highest U.S. envoy, highest level since June. And that comes after Biden is set to sign some order curbing, we'll see, investments. So we'll see how that goes. Oh my gosh, this is horrible. A woman slipped and plunged to her death off a cliff literally a moment after her boyfriend proposed. This was in Turkey. Right after her husband popped the question, her husband-to-be. They were going to celebrate it and have a sunset picnic, and the 39-year-old fell over 100 feet off of a steep cliff in a city in northwestern Turkey. And the groom just proposed. He went to the car to get the celebratory food and drinks, and then he heard a scream. He rushed back. Did he? Okay, is that just me being suspicious? It's a sad story, but I'm like, did he? But it's super sad. It's very depressing. So, golly. Speaking of this guy, French daredevil, his luck ran out. He fell off of a Hong Kong high-rise from the 68th floor. This 30-year-old, Remy Lucidi, was climbing the Tregunter Tower complex when he fell, and he's known for extreme sports. He was off this Hong Kong residential high-rise, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. And he apparently told the security guard when he was entering that he was visiting a friend on the 40th floor, and they tried to apprehend him beforehand, but good heavens. I mean, and he's got one of the last pictures where he is, like, apparently on one of these skyscrapers, but golly, that seems like that was avoidable. Just saying, seems like it could have been avoidable. All right.
Well, we're seeing the same thing, Jose, in clinic. We are, as you said, hospitalizations going up. Let me just start with some good news. We are not seeing anywhere near the dramatic rises that we saw in previous summers or previous years. That's good news. That's because a large part of the population, Jose, has already either been infected and vaccinated or both several times. So what I think people need to know is that I would just keep people on alert that when you're in those crowded spaces, think about the cough and the colds. And sometimes many people don't even have any symptoms. A mask can be your best friend.
Oh, keep no, it's not. Or we're not doing this again. Shut up. Shut up. Who brought this skirt on MSNBC to sit here and rail on this mask propaganda? Oh, my gosh. I need something to throw. Okay, throw something. This is ridiculous. Stop it. We're not doing this again. Welcome back to the show. Dana Lash here with you, top of this third hour. Oh, no, we're not doing this again. This was, This was MSNBC. The medical contributor for MSNBC was saying it's time to bring them out again, especially as schools. You know what? We've already established that they don't work. Shut up. We've established that they don't work. We're not doing this again. I still cannot believe the stuff that... No. My favorite thing, can I just reimagine really quickly, by the way, while everybody tunes back in? Because everybody went to go get the masodi and coffee and all this other stuff. Welcome back to the show. Top of the third hour, Dana Lash with you. My favorite thing to do was not... Like, in places where I had to put it on. And I think it was the last places that got rid of the mask mandate were like... Help, like if you went to the dentist and that was because it was law and even if they didn't want to do it. Although I did actually see a doctor when I had to get surgery, which was medically necessary. They were like, we don't give a blank about the mask. Take it off. It's stupid. I love that doctor. He's so great. But I would put it on incorrectly. I would have my nose covered and I would make it as flat as possible to where it didn't cover my face. And then much in the same way that Colin Robinson on What We Do in the Shadows is an energy vampire and how he does purposefully stupid things to feed off the energy of other people, I would actually act like I had no idea what they were talking about if it wasn't on my face properly. I would, and I cannot tell you how many times I did it, and maybe it wasn't the nicest thing I could have done, but I don't care because it wasn't nice to make me pretend that this is actually going to work with doing anything. It was stupid. I don't like to be nice when I'm met with discourteousness. It's just something that I have a lot of problems with, right? It's very, very hard to be courteous in the face of extreme discourtesy or massive propaganda that actually kills people. So I would just wear it where it's like it would be flat, and I'd have the and I'd have it crooked, right? Or I would have it like hanging off my face. And they're like, "Can you fix your mask?" And I'm like, "Hmm, did I ask what?" And they're like, "No, that's not what we said." I'm like, "Huh?" And just back and forth. It would take like 15 minutes. I'm not joking. It was ridiculous. And then they hated me after that, but I don't care because I felt like I had to participate in absurd theater to highlight their absurdity. You know, my favorite though, my favorite moment with the masks was when I had to go in a Container Store and I was getting just some of the clear things for like storage and stuff. And I'm in my car and I'm getting out of my car and it was summer. This was like one of the first, this was like the summer after the, you know, people started calming down with everything. Get out. Some of the stores were still requiring masks. And there was a woman who was legit in her car by herself. And it was 90 degrees outside with her mask on. Okay. And she waited. It was almost like she thought I was too close to her. And I had like a hat on and my hair back. So, and it was almost like she thought I was too close to her. And she was afraid she would get germs or something. But she waited till after I went. She had her mask on. And then I saw it was two masks, not one mask. So she was legit in her car with two masks on. Now, I'm not passing judgment on people, you know. And I was like, maybe she has like a, you know, compromised immune system. And I was being real cool. But it was just real weird, you know. And later, when I came out, I was getting my my big clear boxes in the Rubbermaid boxes in the back of my car. And she came out. I kid you not, you guys. She gets in her car. You know what she does? Do you know what she does? Do you know what she does? She pulls her mask down, lights up a cigarette. I kid you not. So then I was like, you don't have a compromised immune system. You're a fruitcake. And then I immediately felt like, gosh, why didn't I take why didn't I be aggressive and slow down and try to walk by? You know, like, why? You guys, everybody's got stories like that, right? Y'all got stories like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh. I can't even deal. Oh, they're not bringing this back. We're not doing this again. Like, I have a cold right now. It's not coronavirus. And if it was, I don't care. If everybody who works with me knows, if they don't want to come in, they don't got to come in. But it's a summer cold. And I think they honestly have been saying everything is coronavirus. Isn't like the long COVID, haven't they been saying? Oh my gosh, it's crazy.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.